Hello and welcome to the Small Business School. My name is Craig Staley, 20-year retail veteran, e-commerce practitioner, and entrepreneur. Each week, I will interview a new small business owner that we can learn from to take our businesses to the next level. Now, let's go. Hello, everyone. My guest today is Shiloh Johnson. She's a practicing CPA and founder of Compliant Tax App. Compliant helps business owners and entrepreneurs understand relevant tax rules and requirements. Shiloh talks about the grind of starting a tech company and seeking funding, along with trying to balance being a single mother and more. Shiloh also recommends a great tool that'll save you both time and money. Two of my favorite things to save. So without further delay, Shiloh Johnson. All right. I'd like to welcome my next guest, Shiloh Johnson. She's the founder of Compliant, a business tax software solution. How are you doing today, Shiloh?
Really good. Thank you for having me. Excited to be here.
Thanks for being on with us today. Can you give the listeners a little bit of your personal background?
Sure. I've got about 13 years of corporate tax experience. I come from bigwig Fortune 500 corporate tax departments, lots of not that exciting work, but I'm passionate about it. Tax is like a puzzle to me. So I have my undergrad I did in accounting at the local university, and then I went on to get a master's in tax. And I am CPA licensed in the state of California, and I'm just dedicated to supporting small businesses and getting their tax together.
Awesome. Give us a little bit of background and tell us about your business and what motivated you to start Compliant.
Absolutely. So Compliant is a sort of technology first approach to answering the repetitive questions that continue to happen in the small business environment. There is sort of a gap in the field where I'm serving a ton of clients that come to me with the same issues, notices, past due, penalties, fees, not sure how to handle it. And a lot of these questions can be answered by a technology. And you learn in the field that accounting is just a little bit archaic when it comes to innovation. So I am trying to sort of shift that a little bit and support, I think, a broader audience by using technology, because then I can make it cheaper, right? You know, if you can't afford a CPA at $200 or $300 an hour, you can use a software solution at $10 a month.
Sure.
So that's how Compliant came to be born, out of just the needs of constant client pain points that could have been solved long before they became.
And how long ago did you start working on Compliant?
Oh gosh, last year. So I had my own tax practice, and I had a client. She had a massive, massive sales tax debt because she tried to read California regulation herself and she misread it. So it said food isn't taxable, but if you prepare the food, it then becomes taxable. And she didn't understand, so she didn't pay. Of course, the state caught wind and they sent her a massive notice. And so I was like, yeah, there has to be a better way of doing this. And so then I just sat down literally with a napkin and a pen and just drew out what my perfect solution would look like if I could provide it to a client. Tested it out in early summer and it was garbage, just terrible. So I had to go back. I had to start again. Also, let me just add, feedback is so valuable because it helps you see the things that you're blind to. So I scratched it all and then redid the product and came back and with something else that I felt was way better. And I just got tons of better feedback. And so then we just full steam ahead. And every week there are additions, changes, add-ons. We grew the team. It just kind of grew legs.
That's great. So were you getting feedback from your own clients or how were you getting that feedback?
Yeah. So the first time I drew the product out and had something I could test, I gave it to my clients, which let me just add, if you are listening and you're trying to start something, start with the people you know, especially the people who will be honest with you about what you're doing or could use what you're doing. And just give it to them with a raw, version. Hey, here's what I got. Would you use this? And what is it missing? And then be open to the criticism. And that's exactly how it happened. And I gave it to all my clients and I said, would you have used this or would you use it? And they were like, yeah, no, we're totally confused.
Yeah.
So it was really helpful. Yeah. Just because I knew them already. So it was just a good sounding board.
You had that good relationship and they were willing to give you real feedback rather than sugarcoat it.
Yeah, absolutely.
Tell us a little bit about your journey as a female startup founder. You're a single mother. What do you do to add balance to your life? That's a lot of things to be doing all at once.
Yeah, absolutely. I will say being a mom or a parent, period, it sort of, I think, preps you a bit. There are a lot of similarities in the small business world because you have to wear a lot of hats, you have to juggle a lot of things, you have to be able to be several people at once. Mm-hmm. So it was an easy transition in that sense, because I think I already had the training. I was already a parent. I was, you know, I put myself through school while working full time, and I was a parent. So taking a step back from that to start a business was a cakewalk.
It seemed a lot
what
easier.
I was doing before was much harder. But yeah, to be honest, I think balance is just maybe like a made up idea that we want to pretend that we're achieving in some way. But really, it's just being sensitive to your needs and knowing when you need to stop and stopping and not feeling guilty about it. And just saying, today I'm doing nothing except watching bad TV and going for a walk or whatever. And being okay with what that is for you.
Mm-hmm. Giving yourself that time.
Absolutely.
So other than your own tool, of course, what other tools have you used in business that you think the listeners might find helpful, might help some other small business owners?
Yeah, so I am all about efficiency. I try to find quicker ways to do everything, especially in the early days of a startup when you have to move really fast and you don't necessarily have enough hands.
Yeah.
So Squarespace was the first thing we used to start a website. We have since evolved and done something else, but it was really easy. I literally started, signed up in 5 seconds and was like launched, you know, in an hour. So I loved it for that. MailChimp, I still use. I think it's fantastic. I just keep growing this sort of newsletter list that I pitch to investors. I send out to users. So it's just this ever evolving thing that I love, and it kind of does the work for me. I don't have to do too much. And then my favorite right now is Zapier. I love Zapier.
I've never heard of that. What is Zapier?
Oh my gosh. Zapier is awesome. It takes things, processes that you normally do, and it tries to automate them. So let's say you get emails and you want to add these emails to your MailChimp list. You can create a Zap and it will automatically transition. You can tell it that every new email that comes into my email inbox, I want to add that name and email to my MailChimp list, and it will do it for you.
That's awesome.
And it's great. I love it. And so for the first like 1,000 or so Zaps, it's free. Like there's a basic version that's free and you can upgrade and you can like Zap with more expanded apps. Like if you want to Zap into QuickBooks or some other thing, you can pay a fee for that, but just sort of the basic tier of what you need. I love it. Zapier is.
That's a good one. What hurdles did you face while you were building Compliant, and what did you do to overcome those hurdles?
Oh gosh. A lot.
Is there too many hurdles?
Too many hurdles. So I'll give you my surface answer and then I'll give you my candid answer.
All right.
So on the surface, obviously, if you don't know this already, I'm an African-American woman. And so in the startup space, you know, funding is a massive, massive hurdle. It's a lot of schmoozing and a lot of convincing people that you know what you're doing, and that can be difficult. You just have to be in it for the long haul, and you just have to believe so much in your product that you know that no matter what, I'm going to get it in the hands of someone else that believes in it, and just be your biggest supporter. Don't ever let anyone make you feel like you can't. So that definitely, funding in the startup space has been just an interesting hurdle in the early days.
How many people do you think you've talked to about funding?
Oh gosh, at least 100. I've pitched at least 100 times.
I'm sure it's kind of like cold calling. You got to be willing to take those no's and go to the next one and not worry about it.
Absolutely. Hence my candid answer would be, I think the emotional piece of it. When you make something that's so close to your heart, it's very hard to hear people disapprove of it. And you take it personally, like they're as if they're disapproving of you or something that you've personally done. So I had to actually check in, you know, with the therapist and just sit down, like, where can I deconstruct my thinking in order to be able to get out in front of this and pitch the product? And it's not like a defect to me, but just a function of the process, and just to keep doing it and build a thicker skin. And so those two things together have really sort of shaped this process for sure.
Well, that's great. You stuck to it, got a little help with the mindset and kept on going.
Absolutely.
So on the flip side, sure. So far, what has been the best moment in your business's history?
There are lots of them. This is why I keep doing it. It's like, you know, you take a step back or, you know, something knocks you back, but then you get a push forward and it reinvigorates you and you're like, go, 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 which I love. But the best one so far, I will say, is once we developed the product to the point where it was usable and we could launch it, was a win. Oh, it was so awesome. Because up until that point, there were so many iterations and build outs and changes and scrap this and try this and don't do this. And it just was a bear. So to get to the point where you actually have something that someone can buy, that was
a win. Probably felt good.
For sure. Yeah, that was a win for sure.
Who would you consider your mentor? And what do you think is the most important lesson they've taught you?
Oh gosh, several. I actually think mentorship is like a fluid process. I think people assume mentorship is one person that you can go to who will give you all of this dynamic advice. I don't see it that way. I try to find it in all things, in all relationships, in all moments, in something, anyone who knows something better than me that can give me some advice that I can use, I absorb it and consider that person, even if it's a mentor, like a distant mentor. But I'll say three. Laura Gordon, she is the principal at a business management firm in Los Angeles, California, one of the larger ones. She has been instrumental in helping me to reshape how I view my career in accounting. Another former boss I had, Needy Dewan. I think a lot of mentorship can be found in the workplace, even not even your direct, but just someone around that's doing something you like to be doing. She advised me. I thought I was going to be a lawyer early in my career, and she advised me, and don't do it. Like, do this other thing. And she gave me all these laundry list reasons that I didn't even consider because I didn't know much about the accounting field in terms of the side of it that she was talking about. So her support and advice was instrumental. And then a coworker, old coworker I used to have, her name is Shelley Godet. Same thing. She taught me how to protect myself, how to present my work that I can always backtrack and have evidence. And it has saved me countless times. So I'll call those people my mentors.
That's great. So one of the last questions here, if you could hop into a time machine and go back to the day that you're drawing on that napkin and you're getting ready, thinking about launching Compliant, what advice would you give your past self?
So many. So many things. I would first tell her, that old self, to just be patient with yourself. Mm-hmm. A lot of the startup world is really fast paced. It's very much like get it done and get it done now. And if you aren't now, then you're already late. And so you put this sort of unforeseen pressure on yourself to kind of move really quickly. And I did that a lot, even to making some mistakes that I could have avoided had I just taken a step back and given myself some time. So I definitely would have told myself, hey, be patient with yourself. It's okay. It's okay if it takes a little bit longer.
Kind of creating your own pressure.
Absolutely. Absolutely. Like, you can just keep going. You know, you got it. You're on the right path. I think a lot of times when we're starting entrepreneurship, especially in this space that maybe you're not familiar with, you start to doubt yourself. You know, like, I don't know if I'm doing the right thing, or is this it? Or, you know, maybe you lack a little bit of confidence. But just knowing that, you know, you're on this path for a reason, keep going, keep doing it, and just learn as much as you absolutely can. Learn podcasts, books, interviews, TED Talks, whatever it is.
Take it all in.
Yeah, absolutely.
It's awesome. So, you know, you've been gracious enough to offer our listeners of the Small Business School a special discount for the next 30 days. Do you want to talk about that a little bit?
Absolutely. Absolutely. So if you're listening, I'm offering 50% off a monthly subscription for 6 months using the coupon code SBS50. And so if you just log on, punch that code in, you'll see immediately it takes the discount on the subscription, and it'll do so for 6 months. And the beauty of the product, if you don't know anything about Compliant, is that if you're new in the small business world, or if you've been, you know, doing business and you're just completely lost with your tax compliance, you can log onto the platform and you enter some details about your business, and it will regenerate a list of all of the things you are required to pay based on where you are and what you're doing. And then it gives you reminders on how often you're supposed to pay, little tips and tricks that you may not have known. And our newest feature is a notice upload feature. So you can submit your notices that you've gotten from taxing authorities you don't know what to do with, and you will receive a response certified CPA response about what you're supposed to do with those notices. So it's just really a lot of support for minimal money. So take advantage of the discount.
So it kind of takes the need of someone going to a CPA and maybe paying that hourly rate for, mm-hmm. you know, documents that they don't understand, or, you know, when do I need to do something? The software kind of tells you all that.
Absolutely. Yeah, absolutely.
I think all of us could use that. One last question. Where can our listeners find out more about Compliant?
Absolutely. So our website is compliantapp.com, and all of our social links are at the bottom of the page. You can find us everywhere, Twitter, Instagram, Facebook. And there are some helpful videos on the platform too. If you are not quite sure if this product can help you, there's some guides there that can kind of help you in your decision making. And then you can find me personally on all platforms at Shiloh A. Johnson.
That's awesome. And I'll make sure to link all those social media platforms and the website in the show notes. And just for the listener's sake, it's Compliant with a Y, Compliant. So that will all be in the show notes. Shiloh, you've been an awesome guest. I really appreciate you coming on with me today. Thank you so much.
Absolutely. Thank you for having me.
All right. Have a great day.
You too.
I really enjoyed my talk with Shiloh today. It's always great when you can get a takeaway or two that you can implement in your own business. I know I will be signing up for Zapier and trying to use it in my own business to save some time. I liked how Shiloh talked about there's no true balance when you wear so many different hats, which is so true. You have to just try your best, because at some point you're going to let yourself down or someone else. I also liked how she talked about making time for yourself. I know she has to be hustling to start her own business, get venture capital, all that good stuff, be a great parent at home. But sometimes you have to say, I'm not working late tonight. I'm just going to veg out, watch Netflix, and then I'll get back at it tomorrow. That is great advice. Thanks, Shiloh. If you're a small business owner or looking to start a business, join the Small Business School Facebook group. It's a private community of people focused on helping each other grow their businesses. Join the community and let's help each other take our businesses to the next level. We'll see you there. If you'd like to learn more about our guest today or be a future guest on the Small Business School, go to craigsdaily.com/podcast for more info. And of course, it would mean the world to me if you'd click subscribe or write a review for the Small Business School in your podcast app of choice. Thanks for listening, and we'll see you next week.